Cole Seeley, welcome back to racing. Oh my God, I guess when you were laying there on the ground, maybe you were like, "Hey, can I get a refund?" But
yeah, no, it's a different style of racing. It's I'm used to like, all right, I'm fast. Like I had speed tonight, so I'm thinking of like, all right, where am I going to make my passes? How am I going to set people up? Where am I going to, you know, square them up, kind of thing. And it's just does not work here. Like it's not what I'm used to back at home, like in American Supercross, but.
I felt like you had speed, yeah. And had you got starts, you'd been right in the mix for wins, but yeah, what are you going to do when you don't get them?
I would be setting guys up for passes, and then I'd be getting taken out at the same time. I'm like, holy crap. Like, it was an eye-opener for sure. I know these guys are a little bit more used to it. Mitchell was like, as soon as I got off the track, I was talking, having the same conversation. He's like, that's how it was when I went to Australia. Like, you get used to it. And I was like, all right. Yeah. So I just got to go home, adjust the crosshairs, and get ready for battle in Melbourne. That's like... Just to get one under my belt and like know what I'm in for now is good. And then I got tangled up with the rider in the first one and went down, and then the second one I went down on my own and kind of pinched my pinky. I've had two surgeries on this pinky, so I didn't know if I was gonna be able to line up again. But I was like, all right, I'll just do a start, and if it doesn't hurt, I'm just gonna wing it. And ended up getting landed on the first lap of the last moto. Got a pretty good hematoma on my arm, but. Couldn't use the clutch that last one because like I could every time I'd extend my finger I could feel it all the way
was
through
that
my
in the little switchback
right before the finish line. Somebody on a Kawasaki passed me like in the second turn for second and then started going slow, and I was like, dude, if you're gonna pass me, fucking let's haul ass. Like Mitch pulled a second on us just because of that. And so going into the turn before the finish, I was on the inside, so I like slowed down so he couldn't get underneath me, and he jumped and landed on me. I almost went down too, but oh well. Just put my head down and just tried to make do with what we got. And yeah, like I said, it's a huge learning experience. You know, I raced 11 or 12 years professionally in the States, and it was nothing like this. So I got some adjusting to do, but I know what to do now. So
track wasn't really it favored you for being slick because you're a Cali guy, you're used to it. But on the other hand, it didn't take a lot of imagination or a lot of skill, let's say, to do everything, so that plays out of your favor, I feel like.
Yeah, and then it ended up being faster to jump through the whoops, which I hate because I like big whoops. I like to skim them. That's kind of what sets me apart from a lot of guys sometimes. And then like the way it developed the racing line was like I was in first gear for like half a lap because I was like, you know, it was like just like the little snake turns, and I was like, all right, I guess this is how we're gonna do this. But in qualifying, it was real fast and flowy, and I even made a gearing change to make it like a longer gear setting so I could carry most speed through the rhythms and stuff. But it was an eye opener for sure. I just really didn't know what to expect. I had something completely like polar opposite imagined in my mind, but now we know. You know, it sucks to, you know, have two bad races, but at the same time, you know, we get to hold our heads high after that last one and go back to the drawing board and I don't know, plan everything out for Melbourne.
Still happy to be back racing?
Yeah. No, for a minute there, I was like, what the fuck? Like, what am I doing? This is why I stepped away. It's so frustrating. But at the same time, I had fun. Like, all day, like, qualifying, the heat race, and just, like, getting back into it. It's a different experience and a really cool experience. Like, all the fans here are really cool. Seeing some familiar faces, like, you know, Kenny and Reed and, like, all those guys, like, that I, you know, raced against for a long time.
JG,
yeah. And Bogle even, it was cool. You know, it feels like a really fun, like, family event. Like, we're all buds here, but man, I was so mad lining up for that third one. Like, all right, if you fuckers want to play like this, we're going to play like this. Like, if I got a bad start, I was ready to just take everybody out. But,
that's not really your game.
It's not at all. I've never been that. I've always been the kind of guy, like, getting pushed around here and there, but I always, like, outwit everybody. So it's not that type of riding here. So I just got to adjust for that and, come out swinging the next one.
Cool to see you back, man. Thanks.
Thank you.